You're listening to TV Madness with your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. Thank you for joining us. Sherry Shepherd is a veritable powerhouse, a co-host on ABC's The View. Shepherd is also a recurring guest star on NBC's Emmy-winning comedy 30 Rock. And don't miss her when she mambos, sheds pounds, and competes on the 14th season of Dancing with the Stars. Here's a clip.
In this one, Tracy plays a gentleman who wears flamboyant clothes and lives uptown.
He's a pimp.
He's an entrepreneur.
What's the character's name?
Slickback Lamar. He's also playing Barack Obama.
No, we support Kucinich.
Listen, Angie, I'm sorry. I lied, but you gotta give me another chance.
Excuse me. Did you just try to control my body with your white hand? Don't make me contact Reverend Sharpton. I can't deal with you. I want new writers for Tracy, or he doesn't do the show. Grizz.com.
I love that clip. It's from the second season. So welcome to the show, Sherry Shepherd. Sherry?
Hey, Makisha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so great. Thank you. My feet are not great.
Uh-oh.
But I've been rehearsing for Dancing with the Stars, but I'm doing great.
That's awesome. And that clip is from the second season, and I love it because I think that was the beginning of when you started dropping these amazing lines on the
they
show.
They are. I think the last line I had was, ham. I'm actually doing 30 Rock as soon as I finish talking with you. I'm going to do another episode.
Are you serious? How are you making time for all of this?
Girl, I'm on my knees praying to Jesus all the time to get my priorities straight. You know what? It's such a dream. It's such a blessing because I'm doing something that I've always dreamed about, acting, making people laugh, dancing, and I just feel like it's not work. So I go do 30 Rock. Val is coming with me. We run rehearse on the set whenever we get a moment. So, you know, my husband, he's from Detroit, so he knows how to keep it all together.
Oh, I love it. I love it. See, I knew it. I knew you had some Detroit connections. That's
from
awesome.
From the D.
Now, you're dancing with Val Chmerkovsky. Is that his name?
Chmerkovsky. Took me, I have to say it 10 times.
Now, is he Max's brother? Or?
He's Max's little brother. Mm-hmm. He's 25. Fine girl. He's got good credit. And he's single.
Hey, ladies, if you're listening, you heard it. So what made you want to do Dancing with the Stars?
Come on, Makisha. You're telling me you don't stand in your house sometimes and wonder what it would be like to dance in front of a lot of people?
No.
I like to dance.
I do like to dance at weddings.
At weddings. We're going to expand this. I've always wanted to dance, and I love dancers, and I appreciate what they do. And I'm just always, you know, and so this is coming out of my comfort zone to dance in front of millions of people. And it's a big difference from dropping it like it's hot for your husband and doing the wobble at a wedding to now doing the foxtrot.
I love it.
In front of 12 million people. It scares me to death, but my entire career, my life has been about taking risks and running towards the things that scare me.
I love it because you seem so fearless. I would never have thought it would have scared you to death because
Oh, girl.
What?
I'm screaming inside. I'm just like, what did I sign up for?
Oh, no. So how are you juggling everything? You got The View going on. Are you in New York right now?
I am in New York right now. So I'm a host of the Newlywed Game. I just finished.
Oh my God.
I wrapped up the movie Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady.
Oh, wow.
My movie One for the Money is out in theaters right now. And I got a PTA meeting. I got to go to in about 3 hours. And I told my husband I was going to make him dinner. And we got date night tonight.
Tonight? So wow.
Tonight we got date night. He looked at me. He was like, we going out on a date. So
where are you guys going? I mean, I don't want to get all in your business, but.
Oh, girl, you can get my business. Look, I let it out there anyway. He's taking me to dinner.
Oh.
He's taking me to dinner. He says he just wants to spend time talking with his wife. So I'm like, you know, but you know, men, that don't mean nothing. That talking with the wife is going to be like 30 minutes.
Well, it's going to be you talking to him going, oh, what? She's
exactly.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. His talking is consists of, anyway, babe, take your clothes off. Just go and take your clothes off. That's our date.
Now, see, you are so funny in real life. How much of what we hear on 30 Rock is you, and how much is the writers?
You know what is so funny? 30 Rock has such great writing. I don't have to make up anything.
Really?
All of that is so scripted. It's so funny. Tina Fey, she just knows what to write, and she knows what to write for me. So she had me in mind when she first started writing Tracy Morgan, the character of his wife, when she called and asked me, because I was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, girl, and I was talking about our kids are the same age. I was talking about breast pumping. And Tina Fey was actually pumping her boobs at the same time when she saw me on Ellen. So she called me, and she's like, would you like to play this role? And I was like, what? Yes. So we kind of got this kind of same crazy mindset. So it's pretty awesome. And I love the fact that, you know, all this started because I started out doing stand-up comedy with Chris Tucker, Jamie Foxx,
wow.
Monique, Sheryl Underwood. Those are my road dogs. And this is why it's so exciting being with CloroxLounge.com because they're looking, they're doing a nationwide search for the funniest mom or dad comics.
Oh, wow.
Across the nation. Yeah, because, girl, even if you don't have kids, Makisha, you know somebody who's got kids.
Oh, I have a daughter.
You have a daughter. So then you know, you don't even have to be on stage. You got some crazy stories to tell about being a mother. And that's what the CloroxLounge.com is looking for, those crazy family stories, clean humor.
Oh, that's
for
cool.
the family.
What's the website? Where do people go?
They go to the CloroxLounge.com.
Okay.
And then the funniest mom or dad comic will earn the title of Last Comic Sitting, and they will win $10,000.
Like ooh.
Plus, we encourage fans to register and vote at CloroxLounge.com because they could earn the chance to win $10,000, too. And, you know, in this day and age, it's hard not to laugh when you don't have any money.
Right.
So you get $10,000 in your wallet, you'd be laughing all day to the bank.
Is it true that comedians are sort of funnier when they're the broker they are? The less money you have, the funnier you are because you're really...
Yes. I'll never forget Chris Tucker after the success of Rush Hour. He stopped doing comedy for a while because
yeah.
he said, I'm rich now. What do you want to hear? Did I lock my keys to the Rolls Royce in Paris? I can't, you know, he was like, it ain't nothing funny going on. Eddie Murphy was saying the same thing. When you're struggling with stuff, it's much, much funnier. Because even me, when I was going through my whole divorce and cheating and all of that, I'm not even going to rehash it because I don't want to be taken back to court. But when I was going through all of that, that was probably my funniest stand-up comedy. I even got a sitcom from it because it was cathartic. You know, and so comics, you need that angst to actually get on stage. Because then you're talking to people. Regular people can relate
right,
to it.
Right, right. When are we going to see more sitcoms? I mean, I know you've got your hands full. Not you. But, I mean, for more African-American comedians. Because there seems to be a shortage now, especially on broadcast TV.
Makisha, it's not for lack of trying. We're out there pitching. I just pitched one to TV Land.
Oh.
So they're looking it over. And hopefully they will green light it. And then we'll be doing a pilot.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So I had a sitcom called Sherry, which was on Lifetime. It got canceled.
Right,
That's my dream. I love doing sitcoms. So, I mean, you know, we're out there pitching. But we need more African-Americans and people of color behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Not so much in front of the camera. They need to be behind the scenes. Like, you know, like over at Grey's Anatomy, Shonda
right,
Rhimes.
Right, Shonda Rhimes, Amara Brock-Akil.
Amara Brock-Akil. You
right.
need those people. You
yeah.
need the Oprah Winfrey's.
Yeah.
We got a lot in front, but we need behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah. My Way Till Payday was one of my favorite lines of yours.
My Way Till Payday. I think we're gonna be reprising that as soon as I leave here.
That's awesome. I have to ask you this question. I was at the Oscars on the red carpet, and you were walking down. You looked gorgeous. You had a really pretty blue gown on.
Thank you.
And someone said, Octavia. And I lost my mind. I was like, that's not Octavia. That's Shangela.
You see, people don't believe me. When I told the ladies at the View, they were like, people did not say that.
Yes, they did. And I was getting upset. It was just me. And the lady next to me on the red carpet was laughing, and she goes, and the people next to her were like, oh, is that Octavia? And she's like, shh, don't.
You know what's so funny, Makisha? I'm literally... So many people thought, because they get mixed up with Niecy, Star Jones.
But you don't look like them.
These don't look alike. And so what happened was Bo Derek, who did the movie 10, and her boyfriend thought I was. And I felt so bad.
John Corbett.
Oh, and I said thank you, because I didn't want to embarrass him. But we are all different people.
Oh,
and I wanted to say before I go, I'm doing an online comedy concert. My husband
Ooh.
And I are putting it together.
Okay.
Because he's got a big business mind, because I can't go on tour everywhere. So July 2012, go to my website, sherryshepherd.com. For my online live comedy concert. I'm a grown woman comedy tour.
I love it. And best of luck with the pilot and everything. You were kicking butt. I'm so proud of you. You make me so happy. I love it.
Thank you, Makisha.
You're so impressive. Take care. Thanks for doing the show.
Bye-bye, girl.
Bye. I have to thank Sherry Shepherd. Wasn't she amazing, Leo? And Leo. Leo, who, you guys, I'm telling you, he's so awesome. Record Surplus in Santa Monica, the last record store. Visit recordsurplusla.com. And Loudmouth Golf Clothing. Visit loudmouthgolf.com. NPR West and our wonderful production assistant and graphic artist, Adam Janice. Thanks, Adam. Thanks for listening, everybody. Baby, baby.